to open up the floor for nomination. Honorable Pemba.
Honorable Mutapa.
Do we have a second for the Honorable Mutapa?
Agreed.
Can you just pass the mic for the records? Thank you, Chair. My name is Sibusiso Ncwabe, a member of the committee. I support the nomination of the Whip, Honorable Mutapa. Any further nomination? None. Okay, I hereby call Honorable Mutapa to chair the meeting. Thank you. Thank you, honorable members, secretariat and the media. We only have apparently one item on the agenda, which is a report of our committee on in terms of relevant legislation of the Magistrates Act 1993. So before we move on to that, are there any apologies?
Yes.
Honorable Self. Noted. Honorable Buthelezi. Is he coming? Or apology also? Other apologies, if any? Honorable Mwabe.
Yes, thank you, Chair. I'll be leaving at 12:30. Because I'll be debating this afternoon.
Be done by that time. And then Honorable Maila and Pandoen and Bumlan. Where's Honorable Kosana? I think because his books are there. He'll be joining us later maybe, no? Okay. Thank you.
We have three apologies from Honorable Sir. Honorable Mother, who will be leaving around 12:30, and Honorable Kennedy, I think we are accepted. And the chairperson, I apologize.
And the Honorable Dr. Matolo Msega, the chairperson. And I hope Honorable Kosana will be also be joining us later. Thank you.
We have a report which was
sent electronically, ne? Yeah. Can I give you 5 to 8 minutes to go through the report, Honorable Members? Is it fine?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It's now 11:06 at because others are very slow readers. At 11:16 we start. Okay, thank you. Hope you all have 8, ne? 9. No, they are eight. This one not a repetition.
No, it's not a repetition.
It's different. Oh, yeah, nine. Okay. My apologies for interruption. Do we still need extra minutes? I can see we are only left with 3 minutes. Let me give you additional 5 to 8. Yes, to finish.
Are you not done, member, honorable members?
No, no, we're done.
Okay. So we moved that in the last page. Oh, the last one. Okay. Can we do it this way?
Okay, Khomu will take as number one. And then number two, Malatela. Number one, Khomu. Number two, Malatela. Let's start. Is it not Malatela? I think it's Malatela, Honorable Mbumla. Number one, Khomu. Number two, I nearly said Mbumla. Malatela. Number three, Morake. IWOM, Morake. Number three. Wait for. One we said is Khomu. Two will be Malatela. Three will be Morake. Malatela.
Now we need to move on from three.
And then three is Malatela. We said three is Morake. And then we have Hinga four. Let's start with.
Come down, come down, together.
It's Hinga. And then we have six will be.
Five.
Five is Freeman. We have eight, no? Okay. Are you fine? Honorable members. And then we have Scalp Bake. Number six, Fun Scalp Bake. Will be six, Fun Scalp Bake. And then seven will be, is it? Jason Twala. Jason Twala. Two, yes. Yeah, it will be seven and eight because they are two. You can one. See? You know, it's two in one, yes. Let's make it seven and eight.
Huh?
Yes. Jason Twala. No, it's one of the same. They will explain. Seven and eight is Jason Twala.
Okay.
It's a one pager and two pages this side. Yes. It's seven and eight, yes. And then the last one will be Kuba. Will be number nine. Are we together, honorable members? Yes. We are together, ne? Okay, thank you so much. Let's start by rectifying Khomu. Any corrections? We rectify and adopt. Khomu, let's start with rectification. Khomu, an additional magistrate in Randburg. I hope honorable members went through it. Let's rectify. Anything, honorable members, on Khomu? Mr. M.J. Khomu, additional magistrate, Rambeck. Is there any? Okay. It means alles ist rach. Then let's go to the second part. Any mover for adoption? Well, for the recommendation is on the back page. Honorable Skosana.
Thank you very much, Honorable Chair. I move for the adoption of the report.
Honorable Skosana, move for adoption of the report of additional Mr. M, additional magistrate MJ Khomu of Randburg. Any second, Honorable Mwabe?
I second, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Member. Those in favor, or any opposing view? Okay. Those in favor of the report being adopted with that adoption? Okay. Or count? Only. Oh, I didn't. we are 9 with the exception of Honorable Mpumlo, and I don't know what's wrong. Adoption of the report on number 1, which Honorable, Mr. MJ Homu. Only 8 hands are up. Oh, is his? No, all up. It's an unanimous. Thank you, Honorable Members. We are done with number 1. Number 2, let's follow the same procedure of rectifying. Then is Malahlela, Ms. RM, an additional magistrate at Delmas. Honorable Horn, correction.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. Paragraph 3, they does not...
Paragraph 3?
Yeah,
what's
does
wrong?
Not read, I think, properly or correctly. It's, as it stands there, it's self-contradicting.
Okay.
In the sense that the second sentence says, medical reports indicated that she suffered from major depressive disorder and panic disorder. However, her condition does not render her unfit to work. But then the very next sentence says a report dated 18 October 2011 recommended that she does not have the capacity to carry out her duties of office in an efficient manner due to continued ill health. The way I understood the presentation by the Magistrates Commission last week was that the absence started more or less immediately after her provisional appointment from 2004. But then, at first, the medical reports were of the opinion that this is not fatal or permanent. but then, after in 2011, then the medical experts changed their opinion to say ultimately this renders her to be incapacitated on a permanent basis.
So what you are proposing is that the paragraph
3
should be rephrased.
Yeah.
To reflect what you are saying now.
Yeah, I think there in the second sentence, maybe just before medical reports, we can put in the word initial medical reports.
Okay.
As a magistrate, full stop, and then initial or...
Honorable
Bumana? No touch,
Honorable.
I don't know. This is the report, I assume, by the Magistrate Commission. Now, if there is any contradiction in their report, I'm not sure if we have to accept that. I think they need to correct it properly. Which side are we saying this is true and the other one not true? So if it was a report, a mistake made by us, by the Secretariat, in bringing this matter before us, I would agree with Mr. Horn. But I think that let us take it back for that they correctly give us what exactly is the position. Because now we are putting words now, unless the secretary says, no, it is our mistake, this is the position. But if it is their report as it is, which is contradicting itself, we can't put words now to push for a particular direction which they didn't say it is. Now, if it is the person is not well, we need to get, if it is charged on the basis of ill health, something else. But they are saying that confirmed determination which says withhold the remuneration. If you say a person is not well and you say you are withholding remuneration, I think it's too harsh. I think that we need to get the Magistrate Commission must give a better explanation on this paragraph.
Okay.
instead of giving us making a matter.
On the
two issues, especially the initial one raised by Honorable Horn, let's allow the secretary to read into the first the item 3, paragraph 3. Yes.
No, actually, what I was suggesting, I think maybe from our side we made a mistake of. Like on the report, that paragraph 3 appears as two different paragraphs in the report of the Magistrate Commission. Yeah, so I think it was like a mistake on our part to combine them. From this word, like where the paragraph starts, Ms. Malasela, until somewhere down in the middle way, until the word medication. Yeah, that's line number 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
That is where the paragraph is in the report by the commission. So then the second paragraph by the commission starts with the word, would start from a report dated. So I think maybe, yeah, we should separate them. I don't know if that will make any difference. I think the problem is that maybe the commission on their reports, they did not, there are maybe days that they should have included, which they didn't include.
Because this matter came
before,
for a long time ago.
So, there is a proposal,
I wanted to check with the secretary whether he agrees with the proposal by Honorable Horn.
Yes.
Okay. Then.
Thank you for the mic.
I agree with the proposal, but maybe can I just check with Christine as well, since, you know.
Okay. Before
Honorable Horn,
Christine?
It makes sense to me.
No, I agree with the initial. I agree with the initial. In fact, there's another paragraph from the report that should maybe go in. At 2.6.
Wait.
2.5. At paragraphs 2.5 and 2.6 of the actual Magistrates Commission report, it explains what happens after 2011. But it adds a lot of bulk to the report, and I'm not sure if it's 100% necessary if we just talk about the initial report.
Chair, the more they explain, the more I'm more confused. I propose that we park this one, maybe for next meeting, after the secretary have said and relook on their notes and reports. Because the question that I still have is that when you say a report dated 18 October 2011, where does that report come from? From the commission or from the medical examination? It is still a confusion to me. Because the above one is clear that the medical report indicates that. Then when it comes back and say a report dated 18 October 2011, it's not clear where does that report comes from. Hence, I propose that we park this one for the next meeting, up until our secretary they corrected it.
Honorable members, are we in agreement?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. The issue of Magistrate Malasela, not Mashalel, Malasela, and then. The sooner the better, so that it's up before the commission. Thank you so much. Malasela, aside. Three, Mr. IWOM Morage, Magistrate of Lichtenberg. Any corrections? The first correction will be paragraph 1, where it only relates to his initials. The minister provisionally suspended Mr. IWOM, let's add his surname, Murake, from office.
And the one, I hope honorable members went through that one of Mr. Murake. I'm advised that it is if you read the last recommendation.
Immediately after Magistrates Act 1993 recommends that the National Assembly resolve not to restore Mr. Murake to the office of magistrate. Then it says report to be considered. I think honorable members went through this document. Honorable members, oh, we are still on corrections, if any, before adoption. My apologies. Honorable Mwabe.
Thank you, Chair. I don't know whether I'm jumping the gun, but I was moving for the adoption of this one. It's a straightforward matter.
There is a proposal, honorable members, for adoption. Any seconda? Any seconda, honorable members? Honorable Kosana?
Thanks, honorable Chair. Seconded.
Seconded. Any opposing view, honorable members? How many hands are for the report, adoption of the report? Honorable Mpumlana? We are on Murake, yes? Okay, thank you, honorable members. Thank you. We are on 5, which is on 4, sorry, mine is 15-5. On Magistrate Hinga, Chief Magistrate Bloemfontein. The recommendation, correction first. Honorable members. We are still on correction. Okay. I'm still, let me see. So it appears everything's in order. Any move for adoption of the report as is for recommendation of provisional suspension of Mr. Hinga from the office of magistrate. That's the request. Oh, you want to talk before? Okay, thank
yes.
you.
So
raise something.
Raise something on it, yes.
Because even adoption will be talking.
No. I fail to understand the magistrate, I mean the commission on this matter. It seems that if there is no likelihood of the DPP prosecuting this magistrate on the question of a criminal matter, it's a very serious criminal matter. Now, we're going to suspend him until when? Until the DPP decides that they will prosecute. Because if it is true that they refuse to prosecute for lack of evidence, we're going to suspend until they decide otherwise. I'm trying to get it. Are we saying that when there's no investigation or... Because I would understand if there was an investigation by the police and the DPP wants to bring the matter before court and perhaps he may be found guilty or innocent. Just be an allegation. that a person has been, you know, alleged to have raped somebody, and the DPP says, no, I can't prosecute that, it's not a winnable case. If that is the position, why should we suspend the person? Are we saying that the Magistrate Commission have got the right to do their own investigation, and based on that, even if the investigator felt that this person, there is no evidence, how long are we going to invest? I mean, I'm trying to get an explanation if people can assist me.
Honorable Horn and Honorable Mwave.
Madam Acting Chair, firstly, this type of reopening the debate on the merits with respect is not the purpose of this meeting. This committee resolved last week in principle to support all of the recommendations, and the purpose of today's meeting really is to look at the accuracy of the reports, first of all. But second of all, the Honourable Mpulwana is not reading the report correctly. It's clearly stated that on the one hand the Directorate of Public Prosecutions is reconsidering the matter. But be that as it may, it's two separate processes. So with respect, even if no prosecution follows certain events, the events, if proven in an internal disciplinary hearing, could still render a magistrate to be unfit to hold office. If his argument is to be followed to logical conclusions, then we must also question the other matters that's coming, where people have served a prison sentence, have been released after their prison sentence, and despite that, the Magistrates Commission had a duty to embark on an internal disciplinary hearing. If his logic is to be followed, then the fact that those magistrates were found guilty in a court of law should have resulted in them being removed from office automatically without a hearing. So we must clearly distinguish between the two different processes, and to uphold the integrity of this important office within the judiciary, we must please not go there to say that this all now hinges on what the Directorate of Public Prosecutions will be doing.
Let's allow Honorable Mwave. Let's not monopolize.
Thank you, Chair. Well, listening to the latter speaker, it's difficult to comment further. If on previous meetings the committee agreed to adopt all these reports, I've got reservations seriously on this one, but maybe I will abstain, Chair, when you vote on this one. I'm from KwaZulu-Natal, Chairperson, where last week a young man was sentenced to 14 years of rape, and it appears only last week that he was innocent, he was being indicated. It's one of the matters that is still going on, and one is connected to that to assist. When I look at this, I see that the commission is more on the conduct or on the story of the magistrate, of the complainant against the magistrate. Less is said about the complainant. Yes, I see there is some affidavits and disputes that the magistrate submitted in terms of implications that are not correct. But well, if the committee last week agreed that they will be adopting these reports, I will abstain on this one for further information maybe to be provided.
Thank you, Honorable Mpumlana.
Yes, I was thinking that as the Committee of Justice, if we see something, oh, there is a reason for us to know that perhaps we didn't, there's certain things that we didn't consider properly, I think that the committee still has a right to review its own decision. Because strictly speaking, if this person is not charged at all, and there is so he's taken out, it gives an impression that if anybody can say, you rape me, I take you out, you don't become a magistrate, you'll be suspended. Because I said it. Because I don't like you, for whatever reason. Now, I think that there has to be more, because there can be police. The police said, well, we have investigated, we didn't find that to be true, and the public, the DPP says, well, this can, there's no case yet. And we, as parliament, decide, no. Because there is this allegation, and it's serious, therefore we suspend it. Now I will request that the committee reviews its earlier decision on the matter. I agree with Mr. Horn that there could be separate investigations. But Mr. Horn, when somebody has been found guilty by a court of law, that's something different. But when somebody has been found not guilty by a court of law, then it won't be justice to find that person guilty by the commission. Secondly, this one is not likely even to go to court to be checked whether he's guilty or not guilty. Then we decide that on the basis of what the magistrate's court is saying, and on the basis of the allegation made by somebody, we don't know why there is an allegation. There is an allegation that there was a certain amount of money. There is an attorney who doesn't like the magistrate, who decides that he is according to what is in here. All I'm requesting, ma'am, I'm requesting for the committee to review its earlier decision on the basis of this thing, that it may result in an unjust decision. That's all I'm requesting. And if it is agreed, then we can talk about it.
Honourable members, without trying to influence the members or stifling debate, let's look at paragraph 3, ne? Item 3, the commission results, and 5, on the next page. If we read all those two, yes, on the first page, we have item 3, ne?
Yeah,
item 3. The commission resolved to conduct a preliminary investigation into the allegations of rape against Mr. Hinga. Two regional magistrates were appointed on 17 February 2017 to conduct a preliminary investigation in terms of that regulation of the judicial officers in the lower court. Mr. Hinga was advised accordingly in writing. Then we go to 5. The investigating officers filed their combined report with the commission on 12 October this year, 2017. The investigating officers, based on the evidence they obtained, were of the view that the evidence justified that Mr. Hinga be charged with misconduct. Then it says it's a provisional suspension pending investigation in that regard, in terms of item 11. So what are honorable members say in this regard?
I'm just asking the court, the commission, I mean the commission here, to check, to review if their decision has engaged. As Mr. Mother said, that I personally feel that there is something that the committee overlooked as far as this is concerned. That may result in an injustice. That's all I'm saying. If you agree to do that, then we can come, and Mr. Mwala can come with his argument. I can also come with my argument, if you agree. But otherwise, now we're being put into a corner, and I say the result of it may end up in injustice. That's all I'm saying.
Okay. Honorable Dumlan, it's for the third time that you are speaking on the same item and it's not acceptable. No, they are raising hands. Honorable Maila.
I find this very difficult. You see, I sympathize with the Honorable Dumlan. His party was not represented in the meeting last week.
Because of other commitments?
Yes. And I think they can be able to have another position. But with me and Honorable Mpumlwa, it's a different ballgame.
No, so Honorable Mpumlwa, Honorable Maila is protected. ANC was in that meeting. Honorable Ngwabe rendered an apology. He was in another meeting.
Yeah.
We received his apology last week, yes.
So whilst me and Honorable Mpumlwana have issues with this report, I would suggest that we support Honorable Horn in adopting this report.
Okay. The report proposal for adoption has been seconded, and then Honorable Mwabe promised that she reserves his party's position to abstain. Okay, no, we can't now. For the first time.
No.
Honorable Mwabe.
No, I want to get this clarified.
No, but normally after this, we ask for, like, I'm putting the position of Honorable, although we normally don't say in terms of political parties, but Honorable Mwabe made it very clear that based on that, he will be abstaining. Yes. So the report has been, proposal for adoption has been recommended. Can I see hands supporting the proposal for adoption? No, she has seconded that the Maiti. Who Honorable Horn proposed? Oh, am I wrong?
Honorable Horn proposed, because he didn't, I proposed.
Okay, any seconder? Okay, Honorable Horn seconded. Then can I see hands in favor of the report being adopted? Yes, 6-1 abstention. No, we don't know whether or not he abstained. Okay. You are opposed. From which position?
Wait a minute, am I not supposed to then take a
No, this is for the tree.
No, come on.
Okay, let's count.
Come on,
let's
why do we have the hand?
Okay,
you can say how many members of
we
the
We were on item 5-4, let's go to 5.
I'm opposing.
Can you record that?
Let's go to Ms. L.B. Freeman. I hope I'm right now. Ms. L.B. Freeman, a senior magistrate in Mortal Bay. Let's adopt the same procedure. Any corrections? Okay, let's start with the corrections. Let's have a because people by 5:30 we shall be leaving. Freeman, let's start with correction on page 1. Freeman. Page 2, any corrections, Ms. L.B. Freeman? Page
question, honourable members, on Ms. L.B. Freeman of Mossel Bay? It's also for a provisional suspension from Office of Lady Gray. Any correction? It appears none. Any mover for adoption for provisional suspension from office? Honorable Mwabe?
Thanks, Chair.
Mwabe for
president? No, this one is clear, Chair. This one is corrupt. I move for adoption.
No, it's provisional. Why do I differ from the initial one? Okay, sorry to intimidate you. Honorable President, was your hand up?
No, seconding.
Okay, I thought you'd be on record to second. Your mic was off.
I'm seconding him.
Okay, thank you, Honorable President. Any opposing view? Let's see in terms of who are
in favor.
Those in favor? Anonymous. Thank you, honorable members. Let's go to six, which is Miss J.F. Van Skalkwyk, Chief Magistrate at Captain Park. First page correction. First page correction.
Oh,
well,
no, you said
the
3,000.
Okay.
Second page, now move on to the second.
Oh, you're going to say, I must give them time. Okay. Second page, it appears there are no corrections. Then,
third page, yes.
There you go. Honorable President,
the last paragraph.
Oh, yes, it's correcting.
Yeah, the last paragraph.
On page one. On page one.
Three.
Three.
Yeah, why are you stuck on page one? Page three, the only paragraph on page three.
Nobody starts from the beginning.
The only paragraph on page three is incorrect.
Which one?
The only paragraph on page three.
Where is it?
There's only one paragraph on page three.
Why do you say it's wrong?
Because it says a report on the Magistrates Commission determination to withhold Ms. J.F. Van Skalkwyk must be to withhold the remuneration of Ms. J.F. Van Skalkwyk. They can't withhold Ms. Van Skalkwyk. No matter
okay.
how much you would like to.
Okay. You got it, Ms.? Okay. Thank you. Proposal for adoption. A mover? But there's something wrong there.
I think so. Honorable.
It's intimidating.
Okay. It's not deploying us.
It yeah, even last time he said.
Is it
deploying? Now he says Kosana.
She's the web.
I'm very fair.
Okay,
Honorable Kosana. Thanks, I move for the adoption of the
okay, Honorable Kosana is moving for adoption. Any seconder?
Mr. Van Rooyen, you've never done anything on this
Any seconder? Okay, on record?
I second, Chair.
Honorable Mwabe seconds. Any opposing view? No, those in favor? Unanimous? Okay, thank you, honorable members. This one has got two sections, 7 and 8. Is that the 7? 7 is this big one, eh? The thick one, 7. Two pages. Or let's allow the secretary to, in 2 minutes. Okay.
Maybe, you know, Chairperson. Number 7 and 8 is the same magistrate. 7 is a provisional suspension. 8 is about the remuneration. But there's just one issue on number 7, point number 8.
On 7.
We are on report number 7, point number 8. When the commission appeared here, they informed us that the magistrate has passed away. So we are just not so sure as to what are the implications of, you know, that to our processes as a community, because the magistrate is no more and the disciplinary hearing was still pending. So I don't know if we suspend and we withhold remuneration, but maybe it might be prudent to say that the commission must come back if they would, I don't know.
Okay. When did they appear here? Last week? That week? And by then she was no more. Okay. Honorable members, you heard the story? Okay. She's no more. Okay, I'm seeing two hands on the... No, I'm recognizing you. Yesterday was my birthday. You must respect me.
Oh, wait a second.
Happy, happy.
Wait a second.
No, I'll tell you.
Now he's a choir boy.
No,
we'll
start with Honorable Mpumlana, then Honorable Mwabe will follow, Honorable Skosana. Honorable one, was
yes.
Her hand up?
Yes.
Or
it's
were
necessary,
her?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay,
three. I've seen three hands. Honorable Mpumlana, 1 minute.
1 second. I think that with the decision that was brought here, by the time it was taken, the person is no more. I think the decision is null and void. Can we now just throw it away? We can't suspend somebody who is already dead. He has already been suspended. It's only God will say it's fit and proper. Thank you.
Honorable Mwales?
Yes, Chair, moving from that sentiment that you can't punish the deceased. Already in the new world, there's something happening regarding it. I also support that we struck the matter off our own.
Let's give Honorable, or you want to speak after, because it is maiden speech. Honorable Van Royen. Honorable Van Royen.
No interjection.
Yes, without interjection, without heckling.
Maybe to make Honorable Breitenbach happy, let me take this opportunity on behalf of the committee to wish the chair, the acting chair, a belated happy birthday. Chair, you know, some of these things should not be just be easily determined by the committee without checking on precedent. Because I'm worried if we say we do this and that only to find out there is precedent on how such matters are dealt with. I was more comfortable with the suggestion that said that we should check with the commission or maybe allow the commission, I'm not sure, allow the commission to come back and present on this matter. But I'm more worried if we just say we are not going to process it because of this unfortunate development. We might be overlooking due processes. That's my concern. Not unless, I mean, because the committees will have know-how on how such matters were are expected to be handled, or maybe were handled in the past. Thank you.
Okay. You'll be noted, Honorable Horn, will be the last. Honorable Skosana, do you want to say anything? And then, because it will be Honorable Horn after you, and then Christine will follow.
Yeah, no thanks, Honorable. Yeah, I think, well, my view for now, I would second the two speakers, Honorable Mwabe and Honorable Mpumlana, that let's put the report aside. But perhaps just to be more comfortable, what the Honorable Van Rooyen has raised, maybe then check with the commission as to how do we close this matter. Because I believe that the difference between us and the commission is that the commission is working in closed doors. And and Tina were working in a public space. I mean, if you take this report to the National Assembly, the family is watching there, then you say, we're suspending this person. Then they say, wow. You see, yeah, so it's quite different. So we're working in a very a public space. So let's put the report aside, but then you can maybe further get advice from the commissioners to how to properly close the matter. But I don't think it would be proper to take the report to the house and suspending a person who's late. I don't think it would be.
You can't suspend someone who's dead. We've got no jurisdiction.
Chair, I'm not against getting guidance as to how to finalize this. I don't think necessarily the Magistrates Commission should give us that guidance. Maybe internally in Parliament we should get guidance. What I want to say, however, is this. Obviously, for us to resolve now on suspension is moot, with all respect to the dead. But what is of relevance is the other report dealing with the withholding of remuneration. Because if we, for example, do not adopt that report, then obviously the estate of this late magistrate will be entitled to additional remuneration. So for now we are faced with a situation that the minister has withheld, or the commission and the minister has withheld remuneration for a certain period leading up to the death. And we still have to deal with that. Because if we do not support that, if we overturn that, then it has a monetary implication for the department in terms of what it owes the estate.
Which is number 7? Which is number 8? I guess we are now on 7. Of course, they are not of this time later. But now we are on number 7. So, Christine, do you have anything to say?
Okay.
Honorable Humber?
Is to be viewed as being humane. I think it's only fair and proper for us to get a comprehensive advice on every aspect related to this matter. So I would suggest that let's have a comprehensive response.
Okay. There is a proposal of request for certain particulars from the commission, I assume. Because Honorable was requesting maybe from the, we have a sort of a legal opinion. Or am I putting words in your mouth, Honorable One?
We need to...
No, I don't think the commission should tell us or inform us or guide us as to what our duties and authority is. I think that guidance should come from Parliament.
Honorable, I saw a hand. Was it Honorable Mwale? Then Honorable Mwale, I give you one minute.
Yes, Chairperson, I support Honorable Hall that we get a proper legal advice on this one of the remuneration. Because if we say the commission resolved to determine to withhold the remuneration pending the investigation into her fitness to hold office, which I believe it never happened, that investigation to of fitness. Therefore, to avoid the issue of undue enrichment regarding the estate, I support that we get the legal opinion.
Maybe clarity, undue enrichment in terms of what?
Yes, in the estate. Honorable Horn is saying, if we do not support this recommendation to uphold the salary,
number 8.
Yes.
Mm.
Then we are running a risk where the state, the department, will have to pay towards the estate everything, as if there was nothing with the whole. I don't know whether Advocate Horn, I'm getting your picture correct.
Yeah, but I'm
only
an attorney. I'm not that
learned. Honorable Fumlan, and then Maila is the last one. 1 minute. Thank you.
The commission is saying we agree with them on the suspension of the remuneration pending the investigation. There will be never be any investigation. So there will be nothing pending. So, and if we are saying yes, we are saying that that means the what he decided on is correct before the death. And I'm saying no. Secondly, we need to get more information. We're just being told that the person has passed on. We don't know when that person passed on. So I think I agree with Honorable Fan, right?
Yeah.
We were informed
on the 15th.
But
yes. No, you don't know. You are right. You
no, all I'm saying on. That the commission need to tell us that this person and say something about it. To me, it seems that the commission was not aware when this person has died. That even when they were presenting this matter before us, I think that I agree with Nadef and Ryan that we investigate. Let the commission give commission time to tell us more about this. Let's not take any decision on it. We'll put it in advance as the first one and pending the more information from the.
Okay, thank you, Honorable Maila. You are the last.
No, thanks, Chair.
On withholding, I think the first one we have agreed on.
Yes. On withholding remuneration.
Mm.
But how do you remunerate a person who's late?
You shouldn't.
This is just confused. But maybe let's agree on this. Getting further clarity on the issue.
Okay, honourable members, there is a request on 7 and on 8, 7 and 8 to get to have a request for further information, so that we when we get to a point where we take a resolution, we take it from a very very informed position. That's our. Yeah. Okay. Are we in agreement? So we have two: Malahlela and this one. Eh? Thank you, honourable members. And then on the last one, Kiba. Kiba. Am I right? Miss VT Kiba. Yeah. Kiba. Is the chief magistrate in East London, ne? So the first one and second one, I mean, it's got only two pages. The first page, corrections, and the second page, then we adopt. Correction? Honorable Horn?
The recommendation does not correspond with paragraph 7 and is incorrect.
Okay, how?
The recommendation should read that we support, having considered the Minister's report on the Magistrates Commission's
determination,
it should read along the lines that I know to say that we resolve not to return to office.
Oh, the last paragraph here. Not to be restored to office of magistrate.
This is not to restore to office.
7 and 8, 7 and recommendation?
Incorrect.
The Honorable Hon, are you listening?
No, the request here is for the for Parliament to withhold the remuneration, not. I don't know from where.
The issue of number 7 is missed.
Okay, I understand.
There is a proposal. It was a correction. Recommendation. Okay, there is a proposal here of adding of. What is it? We holding of, yeah, because we didn't put the remuneration. You just say, like in what Honorable President was saying, we holding of this remuneration, okay? Honorable, we are still on correction, right? Okay, any correction? Now we are done with correction. Is there anything, a mover for adoption of the report?
I just want clarification. Clarity on the matter is when, as from when, because are we saying that we hold remuneration as from when? Because this is what I want to find out, because for the commencement of service, as from when, because I think that the final word came in Parliament on the 29th of May, 2018, if I'm not mistaken. Now, are we saying that the person must be punished as from when? As from the time they were investigating and therefore withheld the...
Date of birth.
or as from the time the Parliament took a decision. When do we hold? I mean, this is not clear. This is all I'm saying. There's no clarity on the matter. And I think Secretary tried to assist the Commission by writing something which is not clear here. And Mr. Horn noticed it. Now, one find out as from when, if they can get the answer from that. What are we agreeing on?
Another hand? Are you asking? You're never going to get paid like that. Huh? Yes. Fucking armor. Oh, okay. You're taking one something. Oh. We are still on this day. Chief magistrate of Miss London.
I'm not ready for that.
We're never going to finish this matter. Never, ever. We're going to want it dead. And then we're going to finish it. We're going to want to take it down. Everything's a
victory. I agree with you, Mama President.
Nobody is holding. What does it say?
This is what I'm asking. I mean, when is the
But my not for the first person. For the first time, we are dealing with such matters. Yes, it's not for the first time. We have been dealing with withholding of remuneration. Several cases.
The commission will not win. We don't have to know.
That's what I'm saying. That it's not for the first time.
We don't have to know when.
Honorable Maila, honorable.
Chair, but I think. Withholding remuneration cannot be retrospective. It should start where the determination is made.
No.
Why are you asking a question and responding then?
Because you knew the answer.
You knew the answer. No. If I was
What is responding, you say no, then it means you know the answer. So,
I'm saying determination by who? She says from the time of determination. It's determination by Parliament, because it's the final word. Because when he talks about retrospection, he says that you cannot take it from the time of investigation. But at the time of determination, who determines this Parliament?
Okay, you
this
know
is what we want to find out.
Honourable members, let's follow the procedure we have been following all along. We have corrected. We have made corrections. So the second one is for those in favour and a mover and a seconder. Yes. Unless there is something else.
I move for the adoption of
it. Honorable Maila is moving for the adoption. Any seconder?
It's cold outside today.
Today's cold. Honorable Horn?
I second.
Honorable Horn is seconding. Can we see how many are in favor? Honorable Blouse, you are quiet today, man. What's wrong?
Oh, yes, I heard you.
He's late.
When I'm late,
I'm late.
I'm
your weed. Honorable Bumlana,
I'm whipping you. Why is your hand down?
I'm whipping you. You're the chain, not the whip.
I'm writing, I'm going to report you. No, you abstained twice.
Yeah.
You're not talking about all these remunerations. Yeah. You're not talking about this.
Okay.
Honorable members, let's raise our hands. Those who are in favor, no. Those who are in favor?
You must tell the
question,
guys.
Okay. Me? My hand? Have you come? Those against or those who abstain on record? On record.
I do abstain.
Thank you very much. Honorable Loyiso Mpumulwana is abstaining from the ANC.
Okay, honorable members, tomorrow we are meeting 9:30, venue. Yes, please.
Oh, look at me,
I want you to sit down.
You now arrange the venue as well.
They said provisionally is here, but we'll be informed.
Provisionally, so
thank you so much.
I want to say provisionally, but all the people
want to say.
From when? Okay. From when? From the date of dealing with the silver. Of dealing with the silver.
Oh, we meet this afternoon, Hillary.
Do we have to go?
I think I'm not.